Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcasts.
iHeartDonuts.
iHeartProams, iHeartGolf.
iHeartPizza.
iHeartPizza, and iHeartRainy Swamped Golf Course.
Yes, Scott is referring to the fact that Danielle and I are in Carmel, and we do have a lovely fire behind us, but it's going to be pouring rain any second.
You're going to need that fire.
Although I just realized, oh my gosh, can we see the ocean? Is that the ocean or just clouds?
You're right there. Are you near?
it's hard to tell.
I think we can see the ocean. Look at it. Or is that just clouds? I actually think it's just clouds. Pardon me.
So
I feel like we're in twilight.
How far are you from Spanish Bay?
10 minutes.
You're 10 minutes from Spanish. So how far are you from Pebble?
10 minutes. We're in the heart of Carmel. So like we are walking distance from like all the little shops in Carmel.
It's so cute.
And Danielle and I are trying really hard to get all our steps in. Yesterday we got about half. But we're going to try again today.
Just walk the course. It's a long.
We're not even going to the golf tournament.
Put your mudders on.
First of all, did you even bring rain galoshes or anything?
No, I didn't. But I did bring a raincoat.
I brought some rain shoes.
Yeah.
We wish you guys were here.
You just don't own those when you live in LA.
Well, you didn't invite us, so how could we be there?
Sorry.
One day.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Maybe next year.
We keep hearing that the glamour I know. Trips.
Remember, we were here last year. Did you come, Tara, last year?
No.
I remember I told you I wanted to play the pro am.
Yeah, but they like got rid of all the celebrities, pretty much. So
I'm actually a competitive golfer.
We understand. Actually. They pretty much mixed all the
golfers. Was last year the year when you had Chef Michael come in and make? Okay, yeah, I remember.
Oh my God. That's why we had Chef Michael on the podcast.
If I was super rich, the first thing I would get is a chef.
Chef Michael.
More than a mansion, more than a Lamborghini, more than anything.
All right, let's.
I'm trying to remember who wrote. By the way, thank you for all your kind comments, everybody. Your comments were so lovely this week. But somebody did write in like, get it together, Amy, or you're not going to get your hot tub.
I tell you. You know, I tell you one thing. These Gilmore fans, they will let you know how they feel.
Yeah.
In no uncertain terms.
I'm not even going to get into it, but I had a... Suzanne and I had an hour-long chat this week. It's continuing the debate. We just are like, want to talk about it more? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And we both agree that each other is making excellent points. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, when we did the podcast last week, I totally saw where you were coming
and
from.
And I fully see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And guess what? We can both be right.
Exactly.
I don't have to be right to be wrong.
You guys
and I don't have to be wrong to be right.
The world we're living in now, you cannot debate anything. It's not allowed anymore.
Well, we did last week.
And we will continue to do so.
We will continue breaking the rules.
And I think that anyone who says that Lorelai should be with April is right for them.
Yeah.
While simultaneously as somebody says, Luke needs more time, that is right for them. And that is what I said the whole time. I was like, everybody to each their own.
It's
this is just
own, yeah.
My thought is I'm not that mad at the guy. I get it.
Except for this episode.
Except
for this episode.
Well, we'll talk about that.
I think in the fan base, they are, you know, Lorelai is everything to them. She can do no wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we don't adhere, we're gonna get smacked around,
and that's okay. Yeah. We like it. I read all 1,000 comments. I think I tapped out at like 600 and something or other, so I'm sure there's some nuggets in there I missed. Mm-hmm. But because I want to hear what people say.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, do you?
Yeah,
you do you, Luke. You yeah. do you, everybody, because it's who am I to say.
Mm.
I'm just saying what I would do.
Also, people think that like we're actually
they think we hate each other.
Yeah,
they think we hate each other.
There's some times where it's like, you know, this is your coworker, and I'm like, no, it's just a debate. Like, right.
how dare I disparage you? And I was like, I had to go back and try and find where I disparaged you.
Yeah,
I didn't feel
that's
that.
Right. Right, you disparaged.
What
yeah,
did
you
I?
Ragged on
I don't
Daniel.
Know. They love you and Suzanne so much. They were like, how? And I literally was like, when did I do that? That's why called Suzanne. I go, do you remember when I think it was disparage. Was that the word they used?
I don't know. And then you called me and I didn't know either.
I know.
I didn't feel that.
But
so.
The thing is that people don't know is that Danielle and I are like
pals,
literal besties. Like we finish each other's sandwiches.
We do.
Okay, Scott, it's all you.
But what fun of the world, or what fun is the world if we can't have different viewpoints?
Well, it'd be
right?
Very boring podcast.
Yeah,
it'd
exactly.
be a very boring yeah. podcast.
I wasn't.
What if we were just like, I liked it too.
You know what?
Ten out of ten. See you later.
I completely disagree with what you're saying right now.
Yeah. I was like, why?
We all were like, wait.
No, season 6, episode 18.
It took me a second.
The real Paul Anka. We're on it this morning. We're quick. Light on our feet.
Great open.
Take it away. Well, let's synopsize
yeah.
with
all right. Miss
Danielle.
Oh, now I know how she does it. She has a little notepad. She's reading
I do.
It.
Okay, so this is season 6, episode 18, The Real Paul. Is it Anka?
Anka. God, how young are you?
Anka.
Wow. Did you say Anka?
Anka.
Paul Anka.
How young is Danielle?
I'll take that. I'll take the how young is Danielle comment. Air date April 11th, 2006. Luke fulfills his dad duties as a chaperone on a school trip with April. Meanwhile, Lorelai tries to convince her parents not to move to Stars Hollow.
Oh
There's
God.
Still tension between Logan and Rory, so she runs off to see Jess at his bookstore opening in Philadelphia while Logan goes on a big trip with the Life and Death Brigade. And last but not least, showbiz legend Paul Anka guest stars.
Well, it begins with the Paul Anka fever dream.
It was so funny.
Not quite black and white. It
yeah,
was just sort
yeah.
of a darker color, you know, muted color.
I'm glad you pointed that out. So yeah, it was a, now that you say it, you're right.
Yeah. So was it a, did you love it? Was it a failed film by Kirk? Was it in a failed attempt to duplicate, to sort of, it was kind of inspired by a film by Kirk.
My notes say heart, great open. It was different. Yeah, I think I liked it because it was so different. They're on the phone. Paul Anka's in it. It's a funny dream. I mean, it's a little silly, but I was like, okay, like I'm in.
It worked when she kept saying like the real Paul Anka. She's like, no, the dog. Oh, and yeah. Like, show the dog.
I totally agree. And
I liked it.
It was funny.
Paul Anka, team player there, coming in and participating.
You know, he looked pretty good, didn't he?
He looks exactly the same now. He's around.
This guy is looking like he's fit and he's, you know.
So who would like some Paul Anka trivia?
Go ahead.
Paul Anka is Jason Bateman's father-in-law.
Whoa. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So Jason Bateman, you know, television's Jason Bateman, podcast king Jason Bateman, is married to Paul Anka's daughter, Amanda. And so, his father-in-law is Paul Anka.
That's a good fun
fact. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Did he sing at their wedding?
I don't actually know that. That's an excellent question. I'm not tight with Jason Bateman, so I wasn't at the wedding.
You didn't get the invite?
I did not. I have met Jason Bateman, and I enjoy him immensely.
Is Jason Bateman Paul Anka up at Pebble Beach?
Jason Bateman was. I do not think he's... Will Arnett and Jason Bateman played last year, but they are not here, as far as I know, this year, but who knows?
You know, the one time I did play Pebble Beach a few years ago, that was my first experience. It was a bucket list experience. I almost got kicked off the course on the third hole.
Did you swear or were you wearing the wrong outfit?
No, I the group I was with were playing very slowly.
Oh.
And they said, go ahead of us. There's no one ahead of us because we had the first tee time. So there was nobody ahead of us. They said, we see you waiting around. You're being so patient, but just go ahead and play.
The foursome ahead of you said that.
No, the three other women.
Got it. Okay.
Because they put me with them. And they said, just go break off and go on your own. I said, and the Pebble Beach caddy was like, yeah, let's do that. So we played a couple of holes and then the marshal came just started screaming at me.
Screaming.
And just like, I videotaped it.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, dude, don't be coming at me this way, man. I'll knock you out. Yeah.
Why was he yelling?
Were you not supposed to split up?
I guess not. He was really upset by it.
Whoa, they got rules.
Yeah, I said, bro, they told me to break away because they were going so slowly. There's nobody ahead of us. What's the problem? And
they got rules on rules.
He was not a happy guy.
Yeah, golf is no joke. Rules on rules.
It did not affect my round, however. It made me focus more, and I parred the very next hole.
How wonderful. Yes. Thank you for joining us for Golf Talk.
I heard golf.
This is the Golf Channel. I am all golf.
All right, so we love the opening. How about now we're at Luke's Diner?
Interesting direction. Did you notice that?
Well, we see the truck outside, then we see the Luke sign, and then
to me about that.
Well, it was new. It was new. We hadn't seen the truck in a while, and it was framed really well against the diner and the sign and the whole thing. And I just thought, this is a nice camera move here.
I agree, but it was different. I don't think we've ever zoomed in on the sign long.
Right.
It made me pause and see who the director was. And it was Daniel Palladino, which is interesting. He's just trying new things.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
Like, all right.
And then we go inside and we see Kirk sitting at the... Mm. And Luke's getting ready for the field trip, going away for Philadelphia with April for 10 days. Lorelai's got the bag. Caesar, I think.
That was hilarious. She's just cramming it into it.
Tell me how funny that was.
She's like doing that gorilla ad, you know, and they're like jumping on the luggage. That was funny.
It was funny.
She was subtle, but funny about it.
I don't even know if she was subtle, but it was funny.
She wasn't particularly subtle.
Definitely not when she... threw it in the truck either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big episode for Caesar this episode. Yes. I think he really has a moment in this episode, and he was great.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, he Caesar really delivered. This was his big moment, and he played it beautifully.
Yeah, you're going to do fine. Like, it was funny. He's, he's great.
He truly is. I mean, there isn't a weak link in that cast.
No.
So now we're with Luke and April. Parking lot before the what?
Sorry to interrupt you.
One major
plot point in that scene is that you're going to drop in on Jess. And I thought,
immediate smile on my face.
Danielle, how'd you feel?
I'm thrilled. Any Jess scene I can get, I will gladly take it.
Even the like little recap in the beginning showed the clip. Jess and Logan. So I knew it was coming.
Right. And you say he's going to meet his little cousin, and then you see her heart sink a little bit. I mean, it's very good acting, because you really understand with no words each time she's sort of a little sad about this. Anyway, sorry, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
interject anytime. And it's the reason Lorelai threw the bag so violently in the back of the truck, because Jess was going to get to meet April.
I don't know. I think she was still just really about the bag at that point. But you know, what I wrote down is say something to him. Maybe not at that very moment as he's leaving, but like, say, hey, it's hard for me because Lane.
Wrong time.
Of course. I'm not saying
he's about to get in the truck.
I get it. At that time, fine. But
you don't want to scramble up your partner and then put him in a truck.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. But my point is, on a broader stroke, is say something. And you don't have to say, I want to meet her. You can say, it's hard for me when I hear that Jess is going to meet his cousin. It's hard for me that Lane plays games with her. Say something. Mm.
That's not funny. It's funny if she throws the bag. Better with a bag.
So now, Kirk with the hairnet. And then Caesar's chasing him. You don't work here. Right, exactly.
I kind of feel like that was a missed opportunity. I kind of wish that Kirk had some kind of role at Luke's diner, like on a consistent basis, like the cashier guy or just something. That's funny. I liked him at the diner.
The hairnet. I really just thought bravo to Caesar. That was a great heiress of Alvarado. I don't want to say it wrong. Am I saying it right? Great, great, like moment.
He can bring it.
He really can. And was he originally like sort of a background actor an under five or something very small? And
I think he always had a name though. I think for sure.
I think they cast him because they like his acting and they
brought him. Because he was legit. He had as big of a part as anybody in this episode.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, so now we're in the parking lot with Luke and April. He can't memorize anybody's names. He goes, who are all these people? She gives him something called mnemonic devices. Uh-huh. So it's he's rhyming everybody's last name with some other sentence that
cute,
he can concoct.
Really cute.
Yeah.
I like the part where April like puts her hand out the window and she goes, hey, Luke, they want to meet you. And he's like, hi. And then she's like, that's Luke. And then just went back.
Yeah. It's really cute. Like, I was excited sort of for this bus trip with all these sort of people.
I do love Luke and April together. Like, I think they're kind of complete opposites, but not at the same time. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, two peas in a pod, but obviously, like, very different.
And you see it later in this episode.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But it was so cute. I like him. I like him, too. Yeah. Like, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Roy Munster is a punster.
And
he was being so self-deprecating, too. It's like, your daughter's a genius. Yeah, go figure.
Yes, you know, yes. He's like, very, why? Is the word disarming? He's very disarming with these people. Like, here I am. I'm not too much. I'm not too little.
Yeah.
I'm just right. Like, and it was very cute.
It is
interesting. He feels so out of place with, like, other parents. He just doesn't fit in, does he?
But I disagree with you because feel like Luke, historically speaking, is kind of a more grumpy character, right? Like, he doesn't welcome new things. At least that's just kind of the impression I've got. But with this scenario, he's kind of just throwing himself in there and he's thriving, to be completely honest. Like, he's thriving on the school bus. He's like handling it and he's mingling with the parents. He's keeping his distance, but you can just, at least I feel this way, you can just see that he's happy there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little uncomfortable, but happy. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're with Rory and Logan.
Oof.
She won't have lunch.
What's the matter?
It brought us a good line from Logan. Can't see that far in the future.
Yeah, that was funny. But this is gonna bring your comments, but I'm frankly irritated at Rory.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Oh, like, don't get back with somebody.
That's exactly
what I wrote down, Amy. I was like, if you were going to act this way, you should have kept your distance.
Totally.
Why did you just move back? Like, Paris was more than happy to have you. Even if Doyle was there, like, Paris would still keep you there. She shouldn't have jumped back into it so quickly.
It's super passive aggressive. And, like, really, you turned you're not even being kind. Like, you turn the alarm off on this person you're supposed to love. I mean, we can dig into the whole episode because it's like the whole thing. But right here, I'm like, you're so cold. Why even living there? Like, live at home while you work it out or end it. But like, what are you doing? It's torture and mean. It's actually mean. I don't like it at all. Whether you like Logan or not, which of course I do, it's still mean.
I can't with her this episode. We'll get into it more, but Rory.
Yeah. I don't mind her going to see Jess. I don't even mind her kissing Jess.
What?
First of all, whatevs. She can go to the book thing, and if she's broken up with Logan, she can kiss him. But
she's not broken up with him.
I understand. We'll talk all about that. But not nice.
Yeah, I can't.
And it's like, okay, I get it. He did what he did. The debate, we were on a break or whatever. But it's just like, be kind if you love this person.
You either get over it or you don't.
Let me ask you three. When you were Rory's age, did you have the choice between you had a Logan and a Jess that you were juggling?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure I've ever been like, I have so many choices. Right. Let me just pick of the gaggle of boys that love me. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't recall that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. But I mean, I think everyone here can like say whether it's, I picked the bad boy over the good boy or the bad girl over the good girl, you know, whatever. I think there's more of that.
Yeah.
But not really.
Maybe not at the very same moment like this, because I definitely was like, I liked the Logans, but also I was nice to all of them. Like, you don't need to be so, and if you don't like somebody, like figure it out. You don't need to be so mean. I would never reset someone's alarm. That really chapped my hide.
She's
not nice right now. You know what it is? I don't like passive aggressive. Be passive or be aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get into it. But she was very not nice the whole episode. Cold and writing the article. It's just.
Here she is. But wait a minute.
Here she is. What do you think it's like for her confronting a matured, successful, confident, got his act together Jess?
Amazing. Like, Jess is on fire and she blew it. She really kind of blew it, and he still loves her. It's so obvious. He's not gonna kiss her because
she's dissecting the scene right now.
Okay,
because I got thoughts.
Continue, Scott. Continue. So sorry.
All right, so now we're back on the bus. One of the funnier scenes I've seen.
I agree.
Luke sitting next to April in the middle of those kids, and they're singing a song on the of all the chemical elements.
I mean, that was so funny.
The periodic table.
Yeah.
And he had no idea what was going on.
It's so
and
good.
The looks were priceless.
It's so good.
What did you guys think?
He was just along for the ride.
I thought it was also shot really well. I really felt, and I don't know if you can remember, that bus was driving.
It did feel that way.
It felt like, I don't know how you do that, how you shoot a scene, are there camera people? Are the cameras like placed in the bus? But it felt like y'all were driving. I felt like I was on a bus ride. The kid with the 300 digits of pi. How much of pi can you do? I can only do
3.14.
I can do 3.14159.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm out.
That's impressive.
Isn't there a guy that can do it for like an entire day?
Yeah, I mean, it's how I learned what infinity is, because it just never stops. Yeah. What is pi, though? It's the diameter.
I don't know.
What is pi? Is it the circle and the diameter?
Let me Google it.
Yeah, we need to know what pi is.
It's something you pull out of the oven and slice up. It's
I know.
You should try it sometime.
Do you know that people celebrate March
14th. I was going to say, I know.
And remember, March 14th in 2015 was a huge day because it was 3.1415.
You ready?
At 9 a.m.
Pi is the ratio of the circumference of any circle to the diameter of that circle, whatever that means.
So there's a circle. Imagine the line across. So here's a circle. And this is the diameter.
Yeah, I got, I know
the
that.
Ratio can just never end. It's 3.14159. And I think it goes 578 and then or something like that. And I tap out.
3.14159265358979323.
Just goes on.
I am all in math.
Yeah. Yes, I am all in math.
I heart math.
We cover everything. Golf.
And
math,
then you kind of bonded with Freddie.
Weather.
Over like a bunch of baseball lingo that I lost, but it was a
bunch of sports, Johnny Damon,
yeah,
sports, Yankees, Red Sox. We bonded over sports. And then April gave me like the side eye.
Yeah. Like, well, she likes like, Freddie, which we'll get to. But yeah, I thought that was great. And I thought it was very real. I didn't see any, no, like there was no fake baby moment for me. Yeah. Very real.
Dan Palladino shot this like it's an indie film. It felt like an indie, like a cool indie film with really cool shots.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't feel like TV suddenly.
Yeah, you know? And also with all the, you know, we weren't in Stars Hollow or Yale or anywhere for that much time, but it didn't feel that way. Like it still felt very, like the bookstore, the field trip, it all
they
felt
improved
very...
from the vineyard.
Some would argue.
Just saying. It did not feel fake.
Now we're at the Dragonfly and an hysterically funny scene between Lorelai and Mrs. Kim. You let women ride horses?
Side saddle.
Yeah, man. So what'd you guys think?
I liked it. I thought it was a special moment to give Lorelai, because correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there an episode where Miss Kim kind of was like, oh, you made this dress? Or was that?
Yeah, she's definitely.
Was that Emily?
No, I think Mrs. Kim has noticed before.
Yeah.
That Lorelai's really good at that.
Yeah. So it's like the little subtlety of like, she trusts Lorelai and she knows like Lorelai's close with Lane. And so it just felt very special.
I was just very anxious to see the dress. And so I'm glad that I finally did get to see it.
Did
at the
you
end
forget
of the
what it looked like?
I had.
Oh,
I knew it
I
was
a second.
You didn't have it.
I knew it was hideous.
You forgot. Well, it had pants.
Yeah, no, I knew it was hideous, but I was like, I didn't have an image in my mind. So I was very excited to like remember how bad it was. And it lives up to my expectations of.
It's funny bad. When Lorelai unzipped the bag and saw the pants and went,
Yeah.
There's a lot of fabric on that dress.
And just a cute thing between them. And it was cute.
It really was. All right, now we're at the Yale Daily News.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got some conflict. Paris spitting out some great lines.
Yeah.
The fruit flies.
The
complained
bugs.
To God, not me. You know, this kind of thing.
It was, they were fine, but I really liked the Logan Rory stuff, even though she's being such a pill.
Yeah.
I feel like she should have just let him do it, and if he didn't get it done, he didn't get it done, and like let him.
And
pay
she's
for
making
it.
A point.
She's being a.
Yeah, she didn't want to even give him any time. She just wanted to take it away.
And she wants to swat him down.
Yeah,
she's really being so passive aggressive again. Like she's just being. I don't know how he's staying so calm through it.
No.
I would have exploded by now.
Well, because I think
he was boiling inside, but he did a good job of containing it, which you must do, but. You know, I could feel the lava flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think in his brain, he's like, she thinks I cheated. So he's kind of probably trying to take.
Playing along.
Yeah.
Sort trying of to. Feels like he deserves it a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote Rory sucks right now. My notes, I'm just looking at it, just says Rory sucks right now.
That should just be the write up of this episode.
Seriously.
Rory sucks, period.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
I mean, she's really. She's the boss now.
Yeah.
She's really taken over that her relationship. She's taken over that Yale Daily News. She is the boss and she is issuing commands, huh?
But this was different. Like she's doing this. This is not being the Yale editor.
Yeah.
This is being the like
the she's being petty.
Yeah.
That's what she's
just
being.
Like, forgive him or don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you do, then do.
I agree.
You think she's using her position of power to exact revenge on him?
She's just trying to like make his life hell right now. Like she really is. Yeah. She's just trying to like, you know, poke the knife a little bit and try to twist it. You know, like she's just like trying real hard to show. She's just showing him that she's still bothered. Honestly, that's what she's doing.
Yeah. And I'm glad at the end he calls it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're back with April and Luke. They're having lunch.
Oh, this was cute.
We find out that the math competition was rigged. Luke's really bothered by it. April is like, eh, whatever, it happens. This is the way it is, bud.
The snack and soda.
Right. This is where we find out that April likes Freddie, and Luke is surprised. What'd you guys think? I thought it was a very cute scene.
Oh, it was great.
Mm-hmm. When he's confused that like she's ignoring him, and she's like, "Well, duh!" Like the whole point.
And Luke was a great dad in that scene.
He really was
a good dad. And you're very like, you're not the weird, creepy dad. You're not the too much dad. Like you're, and the very understanding dad. Are you old enough to like someone?
Yeah.
Like it was just like, it was cool.
I also like that she. Like, even though she's like, oh, don't sit next to me the whole time, she's like not shooing him away, like, it's just like, can you give me some space, like, in a little bit, you know?
And he's so cool because he's like, should we get up separately? Like, yeah, give me a 4-second head start.
Should we stagger it?
It was just cool.
Yeah, it is.
And it was cute and cool and awkward.
Did Dan write this as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's just extra special.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, great stuff. There's just such great stuff between those two.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
Really, just rich. And this episode really brings that.
Yes. It was sort of enjoyable to get these scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really was. I wonder how the fans, if the fans like these scenes. Let us know if you liked these scenes between Luke and April.
Somehow in this episode, they managed to give us a lot of Lorelai, a lot of Luke, a lot of Rory.
A lot of Jess.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Jess, even though they're not all in the scenes together. It was like they balanced it really well.
Right.
I thought.
Even Lane and Mrs. Kim, like that was such a little tiny storyline, but I feel like I got a lot there too.
That's a great scene.
Yeah. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, now we're back at Logan's apartment.
Oh, yes.
The boys are there. They're drinking wild turkey.
It was nice to have those boys back.
It really was. It really was.
The lady of the house.
And they can all feel it. They feel the tension.
Oh, They were like, should we leave? Like, even you can tell that they were like, oh, you didn't know we're coming over. Like, it was an issue.
It was, again, she's being a pill. But I loved the part where they say something about the penultimate. And one boy doesn't know what penultimate is. And he goes, I thought it just meant super ultimate. No. I miss those guys. I wanted a fun Rory with them.
Yeah.
You know how she used to be super fun with them?
Yeah, she's
That's
not.
Why I was just like... She's such pooper. A wah.
Yeah, the bloom is off the rose.
Yeah.
Now we're doing wedding dress stuff with Lane and Lorelai. Oh,
good one.
And who says you can't wear that dress? It has pants. Obviously, Lorelai says that. And then we see Richard and Emily in the background.
I like how she was like, Kirk was wearing his... I can't remember what color jacket, but like the jacket made it seem like he was a realtor that day. Like it was a uniform.
In a red jacket.
Yeah, the red jacket.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought that was super funny. By the way, weird when she walks by the payphone. I'm all, there's such a giant payphone. But it's funny.
Yeah, Lane was, everybody was funny in this scene. This is a very strong episode so far, I think.
I totally agree with you.
It's moving along beautifully. The scenes are not too long. They're not too short.
Yeah, totally
There's
agree
quick
with
little
you.
Pops here and there that pay off big with the humor, like the Mrs. Kim and Lorelai stuff. I mean, it's just really well written.
That's why I'm like, when is this season 6 suckage? It doesn't suck. What I've realized is people don't like the storyline, right? That Luke and Lorelai are sort of struggling, but the episodes are, as in my humble opinion, they're as good as ever.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little annoyed with Rory and Luke and Lorelai and April and everyone, but like they're not bad episodes.
At
it's
all.
Just like they're a little out of character from 5 seasons we're used to. That's really it.
Yeah, I think they're just the same. The quality of the episodes overall to me is exactly the same. There's just maybe a couple storylines that people don't like.
Yeah.
But I don't have to like it to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's but like
enjoy it. Yeah.
And here's the thing, you know, the reason I like the episodes so much is that the storytelling is detailed down to the minutia. They don't leave anybody hanging. They tell the stories, because right after this there's a little pop back in Logan's apartment. He's leaving and Rory doesn't say goodbye. I'm leaving, bye. And she just leans against the wall, and that's great storytelling, because you need those little impactful scenes to keep the story moving forward.
And to me, that's where the viewer gets their experience, in that we are obviously finding it irritating the way Rory is behaving. But I bet there are people that are like, Logan deserves this.
Yeah.
Good for her. Like, and so it's like you get, like reading a book, you get to interpret how you feel about it. And I just personally am like, not into it, but that doesn't mean somebody else might see it totally differently.
I think the reason the humor really pops for the supporting characters is there's not a tremendous amount of humor coming out of Rory.
Right. Right.
And the Logan situation, that's not particularly funny at all. So the supporting characters, like a Paris, she's super funny because those two are the opposite extreme. And then Mrs. Kim gets to be super funny. And then Lane gets to be super funny.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just sort of, you know.
And all the Gilmore sort of antics are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kirk stuff. Yeah, that you have to have some of that sort of zaniness to balance off.
And isn't it interesting that Lorelai's not really in the middle of any of this until she starts interacting with Lane a little bit. And then with her parents. Yeah. And she's just sort of breezing along the episode and being great and being funny and doing her funny physical comedy and slamming the bag.
Oh, the walk through town.
The walk through town and the pants and the whole thing. So it's a really kind of light, delightful episode so far.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. That's a very perfect word. Balanced. Yeah, so yes, but we go back to the apartment for us to be annoyed. Okay, then what happens?
All right. So now Kirk and we're with Kirk.
Abandoned house. That was the scene that
broken down house. Yeah,
that scene was like I don't need this.
Yeah.
Because it was the house was so gross and creepy, and it was so unrealistic.
Exactly.
That I was like, and I did laugh when he said bat. It's a bat.
But Richard and Emily are not getting that house.
Right at the top of the scene with a mask on and then hands her a mask. You have to wear the mask. And I'm like, boy, that's going to trigger.
Yeah, it just felt COVID-y, right? It was COVID-y instead of.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah. And again, I'm sorry to rewrite the show, but I could have just had her bump into Kirk in the street, because I get why we're using him, because it's how we're finding out what's really going on with the Gilmores and where they are. But I thought that was way too over the top. There is no house like that. He is not going to list that house. Like, it was just too silly for me.
It was the one scene that was like, yeah, we could have done without
too
it.
Too silly, yeah.
All right, now we're... Lorelai does find out where her parents are. She hunts them down. and now... we are seeing Alexis get or Rory get the Jess invite.
Did he know that she's living with Logan? That was the first thing that went through my head.
How would he know? That's true.
To that apartment, so how did she get it?
Maybe they obviously chat.
I guess. I was just wondering how.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, it did seem like she was a little like more like, oh, look, like this is a nice surprise. That's how I read it, her acting. Mm. But yeah, my one note was, how do you have the address?
Right.
That's a great call out. Because then he
would have known that she was with Logan if he was mailing that invite to Logan's
house. These are all great points.
Yeah.
Unless they have a P.O. box and somehow then it gets delivered. Did we see her? Do we know that she didn't pick it up at a P.O. box?
She picked up a stack of mail, but I don't
know. Where was that? Where did she get the mail from?
We may never know.
Like, they may have a P.O. box, and maybe Logan goes to the P.O. box and just dumps it in that bowl.
Or, you know, like how...
I'm sort of picturing her picking up the mail from a bowl.
I'm trying to think of, like, when we were in college, did you receive mail at
sorority house?
You know, like...
I got it at my sorority house.
Hmm.
Can we... This is so being anal... Like, how hard is it to look at the scene and see how she got the mail? Because if it was in a bowl, here's what I'm thinking. They have a P.O. box.
Yeah.
And she's had the same P.O. box all of school, but they go and pick it up. Like, Logan could have picked up her mail.
Maybe she had her mail heading to her house, her old house, forwarded.
Correct. Or there's some sort of central.
Lorelai's house.
Or there's some sort of central place where people get mail. It's a good call out because it is a little of a plot fail.
Well, we'll keep going if Jackie's going to check it. Dig up the tape. But anyway, let's just keep moving here, folks. So Lorelai runs into her parents. They're antiquing. That's their antique excuse. Appointment. They don't. They have an antiquing appointment.
I'm so sorry, Scott. Yes. I thought of one important thing I did want to acknowledge.
Yes, please.
Rory's smile when she sees the letter.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's why I thought that didn't like. That's why I thought Amy, she probably didn't text. Or I mean, I don't know how he talks. Right. How'd you tell someone your address back then? but you know what I mean. Like, it seemed like a surprise to her. Like, oh my god,
that's
like,
what I think too. Mail? So we'll find. Sorry, Scott, you continue. But I just wanted to call out her smile. Is the first time we've seen her freaking smile, I think, in this whole episode, too. So I was sort of like, oh, thank God. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry about that.
Jackie says it's the actual address. She walks in with the mail.
Oh, see? So he mailed it to Logan's apartment.
But how do we know it's not a P.O. box? What's the address on the...
That's a ballsy move. Oof. It's Jackie said it's the actual
address. Jackie, will you take a screenshot of that envelope so we can put it on Instagram? We can all analyze this.
I guess he wouldn't know it's Logan's place because he didn't know where Logan lives. So if she sent an address, it could have just been her new place.
I guess. It's a little far-fetched. But anyway.
All right.
Continue.
Let's keep this moving here, folks. So anyway, they're antiquing, and Lorelai begins what I consider to be another example of the magic of this show, because it's so over the top with all of the horrible things she's saying about this town.
Because the meth lab's
down there. You don't want to walk that street. You know,
right, like Carjack Alley.
Right. And they're all, and both Richard and Emily are buying into it. Like, oh,
right.
City Planning Commission on
can't take you stuff. There. They're going to open a big box store. Sorry about the smell of the sewer. Hold your breath. Meth lab.
Right.
Like, it's just silly.
It's so obviously not a dangerous place.
Obviously.
That's but this is the magic. But that's the fun of it. The fun of it is that she's saying all that stuff and it's funny because you don't see any evidence of it. And also the fun of it is that the parents are in on it and they're buying.
Totally. And that's why I was so glad when we saw Taylor, because Jonesy McGee or whatever, Hansy Pan, whatever his name was, what was his fake name? Gropey McGee. That's what it was. Gropey McGee. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is Gropey McGee. And that's where they go, cut Lorelai. Like, you're so full of it, because he's just like, how dare you disparage like Molly's ice cream or whatever. I just love that whole thing.
It was a fun scene.
It really was.
And it's sort of two parts. I think that's in two parts, right? Like, we get a couple times.
Then they go into the
market
store. Yeah. I also like how she went out of her way to go into the street, jump over the pothole, and then back onto the sidewalk. I was like,
oh, God, it's good.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening.
To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So now we're in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Jess's event.
So what did you think of the shots of Philadelphia?
Classic.
So there's a lot of them. Yeah. It's a little long. Yeah. I'm like, we got
beautiful,
it.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful city. I mean, that Rittenhouse Square section is beautiful.
Yeah, it totally. There's just shots on shots and shots of Philadelphia. But then we.
That's my hometown, man. Careful.
Is that your hometown?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was born there. Yeah.
I thought you were from like Rochester for some reason.
No, I'm not from Rochester.
I thought you
were from Jersey.
Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Philadelphia and then we moved to Jersey.
Okay.
We went right over the bridge. The Jersey's right over the bridge.
Oh, I actually did not know that.
Yeah, it's close.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, like how happy were we?
So there we are. Luke is there.
April is there.
April and Luke, or April and Jess meet.
Yes. That
was an uncomfortable meeting. What'd you guys think?
It was so them, though. Like, it wasn't out of character. It's just how they are.
And doesn't he, who says, so my eyes don't deceive me? I thought that was a cute line. Is that Jess because he saw Luke? I think there's a line there. And Jess looked so cute with his shirt and his blazer.
And his, like, hair.
I know, his hair was very, like, he had, like, a side bang.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like.
I was trying to figure out if he was on Heroes at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
Truncheon Books. What's that? Why is it named Truncheon? Does anybody remember?
Truncheon. I don't think that was like even referenced.
I did like that Luke went to go support Jess, though. Like, no matter what happened, they still are family.
I did love that.
Men in this family aren't chatty.
Yeah. And then Rory comes in.
Which, it's all very, there's a whole lot of awkward there. But I first we get this moment where it's Jess and Luke and April. And I like her. She tolerates me. Like, it's, you know, it's very sort of.
But it's really a full circle moment for Luke and Jess. Jess pays him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that happen now or in a minute? But you're right.
I forgot about that. And he was like, don't rip it up. I'm just going to keep sending the checks.
Yeah, man.
I love that. I loved that so much because, and you can tell Luke didn't want to accept it at first, but then when Jess was like, I'm just going to keep sending it, you can tell Luke was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I thought that was, I loved that so much.
And I know that we go back to Stars Hollow, but since we're talking about it, can we talk for a moment about Rory and April meeting? I don't know, Scott, do you want to go back or go? Because they go back and that's when the Taylor Gropey McGee moment is.
Uh-huh.
But I think we like talked about it.
Yeah, okay. I think
so,
we can skip that.
But
we go back into Dosies, and that's a very funny Michael Winters.
Very good.
I this is illegal. You're not allowed to cites the code and the 50.A1, you know.
Oh my God. I forgot. Then there's that weird poetry.
Death by 40 muskets.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you know, you can't say that.
And
stuff.
Then there's that weird poetry reading. And I love when Luke looks at Rory. I mean, sorry, Luke looks at Freudian slip. Luke looks at April and says, is this good? And she's all,
is this any good?
So what did you guys think of Rory meeting April?
I thought it was weird because of Luke.
Because of the way he introduced her what?
Mm.
I felt bad for Lorelai in that exact moment.
I mean, I did, but like, for me, it was everything that Luke was saying, trying to explain who Rory is.
But he does do it. He says, this is the daughter of my fiance.
I know, but then there was some, and Jackie, maybe you can pull up the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, it's complicated, but it's not what's complicated. That's what I just was like, what is complicated? You're making it complicated by saying it's complicated.
Well, yeah, I think it's complicated to him. This is where I'm sort of like,
The line is, I mean, I've known her her well since she was your age. She's from Stars Hollow. She's actually the daughter of the woman I'm with, my fiance Lorelai. You met her that one time. It's kind of complicated.
Why is it? This is what I literally yelled at my screen saying, why is it complicated? I don't understand.
I think
it's complicated for him.
Yeah, I think you're I agree with you, Scott. It's complicated for him. And this is going to get us all back into what we were debating last time. But he's sort of sensitive to her, right? Like, this is overwhelming. You're meeting your potentially stepsister. This is a lot. And so I think she might be cool with it. Rory, everybody might be cool, but he isn't. He's so kind of.
Yeah, it's just now it's just making it more evident that the only person that's not allowed to meet her is Lorelai. Like in this situation, you know, now she's met Jess. Now she's met Rory. Now, you know, like she's hung out with Lane, you know, the whole town knows her. It's just now it's making it.
But maybe there is more to it than we know. There is the potential, like, that maybe she isn't ready. Maybe Anna's not ready. Clearly Luke's not ready. I don't know. It is clearly complicated.
No, I think we can answer that. Luke is the one that's not ready. He hasn't even had that conversation with Anna, so we can't say that Anna's not ready.
That we know of.
Okay, well, on the show so far. And yeah, I mean, everything we've seen, it's Luke's hesitation.
Yeah. All right. So now we're with Jess and Rory. This is where he gives Luke the money and the book. And he said, I want to buy it for you. Put the money in your pocket. And he sees the check and
they hug it out.
For me, this is like Jess is now
a man. Yeah.
He's become a man. A young man, but nevertheless a man. He's paying his debts, he's paying his respect, and it's a true sign of growth.
Yeah. And also, like, and then, as somebody that young, you know, when they start making money, their first thought might not be to repay the people that they need to right away. You know, maybe it's like, oh, I need to get a car, I need to have a nice apartment, I don't know, whatever. And the fact that his first thing is, I need to pay back Luke. I just,
I
love
that. He's a good dude. It's a good moment.
All right. So the diner, Emily playing bridge with who she thinks is Luke's daughter. And wasn't it just kind of bizarre how abusive Emily was?
Oh my God. First of all, she's so sweet.
Calling her an idiot and a moron. And it's just like,
awful.
Could that character be uglier? Well,
the character is, what is the word? The character is so sweet playing Go Fish to what she thinks is Luke's daughter. And then when she finds out it's not, she's so mean and inappropriate. And you're like, oh my God. But this is sort of where Lorelai kind of says, like, it's very awkward, this whole moment. But she's sort of like, this is what we've chosen. Like, it's just a mess. But yes, Emily was horrible.
Yeah, I really saw how and I've seen it before, but I don't think I've ever seen her so ugly.
Yeah, inside. I think that was actually sort of, and I don't mean it's bad writing, because Emily's not going to say, a lot for Emily. She's not going to say that. She's just going to be like, why am I wasting my time with this kid? I don't know.
There has to be a reason. I think Dan's a great writer. I think there's a reason she's that ugly in that moment, because that's who she is, right? Even Kelly Bishop herself says in interviews, I really enjoyed playing this woman because, you know, she personally hates entitled wealthy women that behave in a certain way, and how much fun it is to play a woman like that. Without a filter, basically. Mm-hmm. You know? And boy, there was no filter there.
No.
I mean, to denigrate a child behind her back with an earshot of other customers.
It was aggressive for me.
It was disgusting.
Yes, I agree. That's why I'm like, that didn't track totally for me. I can accept it because there was some point to it, right? But it was aggressive. I'm like, that's...
I know.
Wow. It was almost like you're confused.
Right. And then, yeah, it was so unhinged. And
but it was so great how she wanted to be with Luke's daughter, right? Like she mm-hmm. wanted to mm-hmm. embrace her and play with her and make her happy. So there was some sort of like, well, that's great. But then when you find out it's not her, you're just a.
Yeah, but as a wow. but as a close personal friend of Luke, which I am, I know him very well. I've known him for 24 years. He's a great guy. And I wouldn't want Emily anywhere near my daughter.
Wait, unpopular opinion. I actually like, okay, it went south really fast, but I did really like the fact that Emily, with all her kind of backhanded comments that she's made towards Luke, is kind of putting that aside and being like, if this girl is going to be, if this little girl is going to be in my daughter's life, I agree.
She's like a 10 out of 10 when she thinks it's April.
Playing the cards.
But then she's so terrible. But
I know, she's so terrible after, but I think
I'll give an unpopular opinion. I see where Rory gets it. Rory is a little Emily-ish.
In what? Interesting. In what way?
The passive aggressiveness and just being fair. So cold. So it's like, I'm just saying, and I've seen Rory be Emily-ish before.
Yeah.
I'm just, mm-hmm. I don't know. Come at me, but I don't know. In this episode in particular, I was like.
You know what I'm thinking is, I wish that little girl's mother was in the diner.
Oh my gosh.
And confronted Emily. I'd like to see that. I'd like somebody to put her in her place.
Yeah, because Lorelai like doesn't.
You don't talk that way about a child. I don't care what the child did. You do not denigrate a child like that.
That was so terrible.
That was the ugliest scene I've ever seen. And then she starts barking at Lorelai about not, you know, step up and demand meeting.
Yeah. April. That was interesting too. Right. She's just so bossy and controlling. Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, what a mess. But yet there was some truth in it all too, because she had some good points to Lorelai.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's her way. She does it. Emily's like,
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen.
It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So now we're back with Jess back at Trenchant Books.
Great scene. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And he's with his buddies who also co-own that place. And he's saying, control your poet, control your poet.
Yeah. And then they
went off the rails.
They head out and he doesn't.
He was so happy.
What did you guys think of the kiss?
Great kiss. It's a great kiss. I would be fine if they get back together. But she doesn't want to.
I hated everything about this. I hated it so much. I was boiling.
Why?
Literally boiling.
Well, she slices the guy open.
Well, she is leading him on.
She gutted him like a fish.
Yeah, she's leading him on the entire way. She gets there and she's like, I'm here. Or he asks, are you here alone? Yes, I'm here alone. Is everything fixed? Everything's fixed. You know, like she is literally telling him, I'm here for you.
She was looking real cute too.
Yeah. And she was like, basically every sign she was giving walking into that, into his space is, I'm here. I want this, you know, like, and I do think part of her did want it, but not for the right reasons. She wanted revenge.
Right. Or to feel better. Or something.
And I think the only person right now that was a threat to Logan was Jess, based off of the last time that Jess came and visited Rory and he walked in on their quote unquote date. And he got a little threatened there and, you know, they had some words. And I think Rory is using this to her advantage, which we obviously, she does prove that. Mm-hmm. But
she's unkind to Jess too.
She's using him. She is so unkind. She's being a bee.
I know, she's being a bee.
A huge bee. And Jess, he said it himself, does not deserve that.
No, he even said that. He said, I don't deserve it.
Yeah, and he's right. Like, look, he made his mistakes along the way, but whatever.
But did he? He never made a mistake with her. Like,
well, yes, he did. He just left.
Okay, you're right. I forgot about that.
She said, I love you, and he
forgot
left.
About that.
But you're anyway, right. So I want to know from you guys, to me, she's treating everyone badly. Because she's clearly treating Logan badly. Now, it might be justified, but I don't like how she's doing it. And now she's just using Jess and being mean to Jess. I don't like any of it. She's not being nice at all to anyone. She's being very selfish.
Well, she's hurt. She feels like she's been cheated on multiple times by the man she loves.
So then she gets to go do it?
Yeah, what's your excuse? Exactly. If you know how it feels, why would you do that?
I'm not justifying it. I'm just
somebody.
Saying, you know, totally. she's not in, you know, a proper mental state.
Hurt people.
She's struggling. Yeah,
hurt people. She's all hurt. And so she's just hurting everybody, including Jess. Yeah. That's what I don't like is like, hey, now you're going and hurting this guy because you just kissed him and got his hopes all up and he's so happy. And then you're like, oh, I love Logan.
And not only that, but like, maybe I'm just super protective of Jess, but he has helped guide her to get back on the right track, you know? And I think he was excited that maybe they can get back together. Mm-hmm. And she knows that, you know what I mean? She knows that. That's the problem. She's not doing it unintentionally. Like, she knows what she's doing and she knows that Jess is into it.
Okay. Do you think she's shallow? Mm-hmm. Do you think she just wants to go for the rich guy?
No.
And Jess isn't rich enough?
It's not about that. She's self-absorbed.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's me. How am I feeling right now? let me, you know.
It's me. I'm going to pretend I'm sort of getting back together with Logan, but then I'm going to be mean to him. It's like, just don't do it. Don't be back. Don't live
and
with him.
The all only right. reason why she's there kissing Jess is to get back at Logan. You know, like she said it herself that she, you know, that she couldn't even cheat on him the way that he did. So I think she went in there with the intention to have sex with
Jess. She's actually cheating on Logan.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But like she said, not on, and she's basically proving the point that she still feels that Logan cheated on her, because she said, I still can't cheat on him the way that he did it to me. So she's,
well, you know, I think my Jess has his head on screwed right this time. He just accepted it. He just said, it is what it is, you and me. You know, it mm-hmm. is what it is. And then the final scene is, you know, Lorelai spilling the coffee on the wedding dress with a really cool punk song, which I think the lyrics were saying, I've got angst in my pants.
That dress, so hideous. Great yeah. final scene with the dress. It just gives you a little more, because you could have ended it at Jess.
I still think we need to talk more about the Jess scene.
That's fine. Let it out.
That scene bothered me so much. Like, I literally saw red.
Oh, no.
I didn't bother me. I was so upset by that scene.
Did it bother you, Scott? I was okay with it, even though I get it's... But it didn't, like, trigger me. Like, you're getting
upset. Oh, my God, no. I was so upset with it.
Young people that are, you know, involved in tumultuous relationships do these things.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
That's right.
It's just all these young passions. They're just young people figuring out. Yeah. You know, we're expecting them to act like fully formed
yes.
adults.
Yes.
Who there just aren't. And I think I don't want to judge them so harshly. I mean, yeah, she's being kind of a putz, and he's being a putz, and, you know, Jess used to be a putz, and yeah. now he's yeah. not such a putz.
Yeah.
We just didn't even mention that Jess was like, you know, if it makes you feel better, you can tell Logan we did.
Oh, I
you know.
Know.
Like, we didn't wow. even mention that. Like, wow. that's exactly. huge.
That was. You're you know? Right. Because yeah, right.
he knows why she's there. He feels used. It's fine, whatever.
He
it's,
feels used, and he's still okay
and he's
to
still
be used.
Being such a good oh friend my to God. Her. Mm. Yeah, it's. I think it's a important scene. It just didn't gut me.
Oh
like,
oh my God.
Scene.
I
well,
it
just shows
it.
how much more mature Jess is.
That's right. Corey. That's correct.
And it's amazing because the opposite was true.
Correct. And he's evolved and she hasn't.
Mm-hmm. He really has.
She's up to her same junk she was doing in high school.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's yeah. so evolved that he's angry.
He's so much better than Rory. I'm just going to say yes. it. He is so much better than her right now.
I can't tell whether the Logan relationship is stunting her growth, or she's
ooh,
not even, or and she's not evolving because she's so obsessed with
that.
This
is a
thing
great question.
Kind of feels wrong now a little bit, right? I mean, they're having marital problems in their relationship mm-hmm. before they're even close to being.
That's
married.
A great question, Scott. You like, know, is, so, anyway, is he yeah.
stunting?
Yes, because she's very. She's not herself because she's so sort of she loves him, so she's acting all yeah. cray.
Yeah, I think she is her true self with Jess.
Yeah, she's her better self.
She yeah,
she's a she better
is,
self.
She is her true
except
self.
For with that she's yeah, except yes, for this except for this scene. But right because she's not with Jess. Yeah, I mean it's yeah, complicated, that, right? Yeah. It's why people uh-huh. get so up in right. arms over who the right one is for
Team Jess.
Right. It probably is Jess, but she's not worthy of him. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Not right now.
Anyway, what do we give it?
Let's stick a fork in this episode.
Yeah. What are we giving it?
Well,
I'm giving
we'll
it.
We'll call it well done.
Well done. I have a lot of favorite lines, but we said them mostly.
You only get one.
I think I said them. I'm going to give it one. 10 Paul Ankas.
Oh, you took mine.
10 Paul. Oh no, I didn't. I thought I was being so clever.
I gotta find something else now. 9.2.
Ooh.
Sweaters on the bus.
Ooh, good one.
I'm going to give it, I think for me, it's a 10.
Yeah.
As well. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was light and airy and kind of
funny,
dramatic-y and the magical in the right places.
Yeah.
And it just moved very well for me. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a 10. Jess checks.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, good.
A nice call there.
All right. Next episode, season 6, episode 19. I get a sidekick out of you. Best fans on the planet. Thanks for downloading. Keep the cards and letters coming. We really appreciate the comments. Just not 1,000 bad ones at a time. Thanks so much for keeping that in mind. Can we just keep it to 750? Let's keep it to 750.
Oh, God.
So we can retain some self-respect. Anyway, love you guys. We'll see you next time. Stay safe. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.